Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 37. Today we're talking about prayer and the Father's song. Prayer and the Father's song. As I mentioned last week, I've been reading a new book. In fact, not new out in the shops, but new to me. It's called Prayer, Finding the Heart's True Home by Richard Foster. Last week we talked about three directions of prayer, inward, upward and outward, but today I'd like to bring you something else from the book that touched me when I read it, and it's about the syntax of prayer. He says the book that he's writing about prayer is a book not about prayer in a way at all, but about a love relationship, because it's all about our relationship with God. Real prayer, he says, comes not from gritting our teeth, as trying to make ourselves do it or do it properly, but instead, he says, from falling in love. And he illustrates it with a lovely story, which I'd like to spend the rest of this episode reading to you. The story goes like this. One day, a friend of mine was walking through the shopping mall with his two-year-old son. The child was in a particularly cantankerous mood, fussing and fuming. The frustrated father tried everything to quiet his son, but nothing seemed to help. The child would simply not obey. Then, under some special inspiration, the father scooped up his son and, holding him close to his chest, began singing an impromptu love song. None of the words rhymed. He sang off-key. And yet, as best he could, this father began sharing his heart. "I love you," he sang. "I'm so glad you're my boy. You make me happy. I like the way you laugh." On they went, from one store to the next. Quietly, the father continued singing off-key and making up words that did not rhyme. The child relaxed and became still, listening to this strange and wonderful song. Finally, they finished shopping and went to the car. As the father opened the door and prepared to buckle his son into the car seat, the child lifted his head and said simply, "Sing it to me again, Daddy. Sing it to me again." Prayer is a little like that, says Richard Foster. With simplicity of heart, we allow ourselves to be gathered up into the arms of the Father and let him sing his love song over us. If you'd like to, join me in prayer. Dear God, I am so grateful for your invitation to enter your heart of love. As best I can, I come in. Thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. We'll take a look at some more helpful thoughts from this very interesting book next week. But please feel free to leave a comment about anything you found from what we talked about here or from that story that you find helpful. Leave a comment wherever you hear this recording, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you have time, please pass the link on to somebody else who might find this helpful, and leave a review on iTunes or wherever you see your podcasts and get them from. Thank you so much, and I hope that this week you have a wonderful week of fulfilling and enriching quiet times. Take care, and God bless.